Hare Krishna. God is the answer before all questions. Sometimes people ask the various questions, and many times when they approach some religious teachers or religious traditions, they may not get answers for those questions, especially if those teachers or traditions do not have any systematic or profound philosophy, philosophical foundation. Now, the Bhagavad Gita, if you see, it is the book of question answers, and the Bhagavad Gita stems from the Upanishads. Gives us in a distilled way the wisdom of the Upanishads, which also are filled with question answers. And there are almost every chapter in the Bhagavad Gita, there is some question which Arjuna is asking and Krishna is answering. So the question answer tradition is very much encouraged in the Bhagavad Gita. And if we study the Gita wisdom systematically, we can get very coherent and cogent answers to life's fundamental questions. At the same time, there is a progression in realization, and we can't get all answers immediately. Just as we need to study, we can't understand everything about, say, physics immediately when we go first day to college and start studying science or start studying physics. The same applies to metaphysics, the Gita's metaphysics also. So now, we need to recognize that God, when we study God, we do get answers to various questions, but the existence of God is the precondition for all questions and the precondition for all questioners also. If God is the cause of all causes, and if God did not exist, then nothing would exist. The question why anything exists at all, that question is within a materialistic worldview, it has no coherent answer. So if we look at the theistic worldview, we understand natadasti vinayatsyan maya bhutam characharam yachapi sarva bhutanam bijam tadaham arjuna. Krishna says in the 10th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita that yachapi sarva bhutanam, for all that exists, bijam tadaham arjuna, I am the beech, I am the seed, and natadasti vinayatsyan maya bhutam characharam, without me, O Arjuna, nothing could exist. So God is not just a possibility for existence. God is the precondition for existence of everything. So yes, we ask questions. But we say Newton sees a fruit falling, and then he asked a question based on that. So now the question comes, where did this fruit come from? Where did the fall of the fruit come? The question is, how did the fruit fall? But why did the fruit exist in the first place? Why did the ground exist in the first place by which the fruit could fall to the ground? And why did Newton exist in the first place to ask the question? So the existence of the question, the existence of the object that stimulates the question, and the existence of the subject that raises the question, all this requires the pre-existence of God. When we understand God as the defining cause of all causes, then when we approach God, we can approach Him to ask answers to questions, but we also recognize that God is the answer before all questions. He's not just the answer to all questions. Yes, whatever questions we have, we do get answers when we turn towards the Gita's wisdom, but more foundationally, God is the precondition for all existence, including the existence of the question, the object that raises the question, the object that stimulates the question, the subject that raises the question, and the question itself. So in this way, God is the answer before all questions. Thank you.